from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Piano Man. I mean, delightful. How great would this concert be? And I'll tell you what. Looking at the stock market report, I think I'm going to go buy those tickets.
A good day, man. Another good day.
Stock market report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones closes today up 554 points. S&P 500, 6 day in the green, 6 day in a row, up 88 points. And the NASDAQ, what a rebound the NASDAQ has had over the last few sessions, up almost 2.5%, over 400 points. So maybe, just maybe, I'll go back online, get those Billy Joel tickets. A lot of people were texting in regarding tickets, and Dr. Chuck had texted me too, and he reminded me, these Taylor Swift tickets, because he took his daughter to Taylor Swift. And he said, I don't even want to tell you what I paid. But a lot of people, like, she's playing in Tampa coming up. A lot of people buy tickets, which cost $1,500, maybe $2,000 a ticket. Then they have to get a hotel room in Tampa. The Ticket Wizard ended up doing that for his daughter when Taylor Swift was in Tampa last year. And the Days Inn near Raymond James Stadium was $800 a night. Normally $49 a night. $800 the night that Taylor Swift was there. So people spend a lot of money on tickets. But Taylor Swift, you know, you go, well, that's like once in a lifetime because you want to take your kids. That I understand. Billy Joel's in his 70s. And we've had myriad opportunities. But your kid is only at that young age where you can take them to see a concert that, you know, will be a great memory. You know, there's a smaller window for that. So I understand taking your kid to see Taylor Swift because it's all they're talking about. And, you know, at some point they're going to concerts with their friends or whatever.
When I went to go see Coldplay at Raymond James, this was a couple of years ago. I was doing the show with you guys.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, it was just awful.
I cannot imagine driving to Tampa to see Coldplay.
I got a hotel room that night. Concert was at 8 or whatever. Got a hotel room for that night at a Days Inn 5 blocks from Raymond James. It cost me like $190 for the night.
Yeah.
When we got back from the concert at midnight, 1 in the morning, the power was out at the Days Inn.
Ooh. I think I remember you telling us that.
Uh-huh. The power was out.
So there's no air conditioning.
No AC and no electricity at all. We couldn't charge our phones. Couldn't see in the room. And we woke up the next day. They told us, sorry, there was a line cut by a cable company and we lost power. They still didn't have it the next morning. And, like, what are you going to do? But $190 for no AC for the night was miserable.
What are you going to do?
After 4 hours of watching Coldplay.
Somebody texted in, I paid $50 in 1994, Foxborough, Billy Joel and Elton John. Yeah.
I saw Elton John at Kaseya Center years ago. It was probably 10 years ago. And we paid a pretty penny for those tickets as well. Pretty penny.
Well, this guy paid $50, but it was 1994. In 1986, I told the story, I saw the Jacksons. It was their final tour together called the Victory Tour with Michael, final tour with Michael before, you know, he went and only toured solo. The Jacksons Victory Tour at Comiskey Park in Chicago. It was $30 a ticket. You could not believe that they were charging $30. And people were saying, they're not going to get it. There's no way someone's going to pay $30 to see a concert. That's, I mean, honestly, when people go, that's the fees nowadays, that's not even the fees. Fees are way more than $30.
No, I mean, if you buy a ticket for $150, you're spending close to $300 now. Like, you really are. The fees are...
It's crazy.
$80 to $100.
Then you got to park.
Right. And then you get inside, and yeah, you want to buy a drink. You want a vodka soda? You want an Aperol Spritz? $22.
And you wait in line 20 minutes for it.
Yeah.
You miss Piano Man. How much are you getting your Heat season tickets again?
Yeah.
How much are they? You know?
Yeah, face value, each ticket is probably $54, $56.
You're going to have to do the math for me because what do you want me to do? You want me to multiply that by 2 and then by 41?
Yeah. Like, each ticket is probably around 3K, something like that.
Well, if it's, let's say it's $50 a ticket face value and you have two tickets, that's $100 per game, 41 games or 40 games at least. So that's $4,000 for the season.
Yeah, it's around $4,200, $4,300 for the season.
I mean, think about that. Because I could go see Billy Joel one night, or I could pony up a little bit more and have season tickets for the Heat.
Right. Good tickets, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, you've got decent tickets. Yeah. I know Crowder likes to give you grief for it, but you actually have good tickets.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, though, right? Like, you can have Kane season tickets sitting in a suite if you wanted to for half that price.
Yeah.
It just depends. How much do you want to see the Piano Man?
Who is that? Somebody texts in, that sounds like a horror movie, driving to Tampa to watch Coldplay.
The things you do for...
Wow. So your fiance likes Red Hot Chili Peppers and Coldplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know any Coldplay songs besides Clocks. They do that one?
They did do Clocks.
Yeah, they did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody go nuts.
Everybody went nuts. Talk. Everybody went nuts.
Let's I would have spent the whole time just going, do Clocks.
You'll never guess, Hawk. They played Viva La Vida. You'll never guess, but they
did. I don't know what that is.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Coldplay. Eric Ezukama, Dolphins receiver, according to Mike McDaniel, was the fastest timed player at Dolphins practice yesterday. Now, I didn't know he was that fast, but he was the fastest timed player. Doesn't that strike you as odd that he can't get out on the field?
Yeah, but to be fair, he was injured last year.
Right.
He had, I think it was a neck injury or a back injury last year. I mean, this is year three now. EZE, let's go.
He's got to get out there.
He was preseason MVP 2 years ago.
But I didn't know how fast he was till Mike McDaniel said that today. That, by the way, is your training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part? You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. You know, the Heat tickets, the single game tickets, go on sale tomorrow at noon.
Right.
What is the most compelling game for fans to buy tickets for? Do you like, obviously, the Knicks, because you want to either root against the Knicks or resell them to New York fans. But, like, if you could buy tickets, if a dad is out there listening and you could take your kid to one Heat game next season, I got to see who's coming here.
Right. So off the top of my head, I think they play the Lakers on the 15th of January here. Let me double check.
Because that's what I want to see. It's like, obviously, everyone's coming here, but you got to look at what the dates are, and then you almost really need to cross-reference it with, is it the second night of a back-to-back for the team that's visiting?
They play the Lakers on the 15th of January in L.A. They play the Lakers at home December 5th at the Kaseya Center to 7:30 game on a Wednesday night. Hawk, I'm just thinking. This could be, I don't think it will be, this could be LeBron's final year. Again, I don't think it will be, but it could be. Plays once in Miami this year. If I'm a Heat fan and, you know, I want to see LeBron potentially his last game ever in Miami.
I have to tell you, for me, it's too much of a roll of the dice with him in Miami. He seems to not play in Miami more than he does play in Miami.
Right, but you'd like to think that it could be his final
this
time
dude,
playing in Miami.
No,
he would suit up.
No,
he's also played in Miami the last 2 years.
Dude is
by the
going
way.
To do a farewell tour,
yeah,
the way Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did. Remember, they had him on a throne. The way A-Rod, did he do a farewell tour?
I don't think so.
Jeter did.
Jeter for sure,
yeah,
did.
Yeah, LeBron's going to do a farewell tour. I think I would just coming off the Olympics. I think I would want to see Golden State.
Golden State, for yeah. sure, man. See when they play Golden State at home. They don't play Golden State until March 25th at home. March 25th, a Tuesday at home.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, I went to see Frankie Valli last year, and it was surprisingly good. His voice has held up. I don't know how to tell you this, Dexter. I'm thrilled that you had a good time. It's going viral on Twitter. The New York Post did a story on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli is voice tracking. He cannot hit those notes. And he also doesn't seem to know where he is.
Hit those notes or hit a note?
It just, like, the video that's going viral lately of Frankie Valli, he's lip syncing and he is 8 seconds behind. He's singing Grease Lightning and they're doing Oh What a Night.
I mean, he is standing on the stage.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
And
which is fine. Like, the person who posted the video was like, hey, this is what I expected. He's 90.
Uh-huh.
But he is coming to Hard Rock Live and I want to see him.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Why is he doing this, though?
Oh, he's having the best time.
I mean, I don't understand it. Does Frankie Valli
no.
need money?
No, but the people around him do. I'm actually writing him in for president. Biden's too young, in my opinion. So is Trump. I want someone with real experience.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I want someone who was around in the 1920s.
Just write yourself in then.
Cute.
The Miami Heat schedule is we were just
Frankie Valli's up on stage looking at me going, man, look at this audience I'm drawing. Are these guys alive?
I mean, it's sad to watch it, but I guess he's up there because he wants to be up there, right?
Sure, that's what they're telling him. You want to be up here, right, Pop? Sure.
Because his, I guess, like, his camp released that statement. Like, he's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Doing what he loves.
I imagine he is, though. In all honesty, like, Tony Bennett performed almost, like, he had Alzheimer's. And Frank Sinatra, same thing. Now, he wasn't 90, but he had Alzheimer's as well. And like, yeah, they were starting to lose it.
Right, but, man, I'm looking at, I went to go watch his tour dates, like, where he's playing. Bro, that's a grind, man.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, but what's the difference? He's on the he thinks he's on the couch at home. He's watching Roku. I fell down a rabbit hole yesterday Are you familiar with Corey Feldman, or that doesn't resonate? He doesn't resonate with you.
Corey Feldman, no.
Because he was a teen star. Like, when I was growing up in the 80s, he was in Lost Boys, and Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Corey Haim has passed away. Corey Feldman was friends with Michael Jackson for a long time, but he's in his 50s now. But I fell down this rabbit hole yesterday. Corey Feldman has tried to regain his celebrity for years. But he's been a train wreck ever since he was a kid. And he is now performing live in concert. And it is so comically bad. But I can't stop watching it. I can't stop watching it. Do it on Twitter search. Do Corey Feldman, C-O-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
He's from Back to the Future.
No.
No?
No. Michael J. Fox you're thinking of?
You saw they're making another Back to the Future? Apparently they're like rehashing the franchise.
Well, they're just rebooting it, right? I mean, it's not the...
Yeah, but I think Michael J. Fox is going to make a cameo.
Oh, really?
In
it. Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. Listen.
He's a singer?
No, he's an actor, but now he's a singer. Because everything's dried up for him, and he's been trying for years to have like a successful singing career. And because when he was a kid and he was the hottest thing on the planet, he hung out with Michael Jackson, just like Macaulay Culkin did. Like, he was just part of MJ's entourage, child entourage. Ooh. Do with that what you will. Mm. But he thinks he's MJ.
Oh, my God, I'm watching
it. He dresses like MJ, but he can't sing.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you hear his voice. It's painful. But I couldn't stop watching it last night.
He's dressed like MJ.
He's dressed like him. He tries to dance like him. Certainly doesn't sound like him.
He's doing the moonwalk.
And it's called like King of the Comeback or Comeback Kid, something like that.
He's got his shirt off. He's got a fan blowing his fake hair.
It is so painful. It is so painful.
Man. That's tough.
Somebody texting in, some people think he does it on purpose, comes to the mic stand, steps on base. Oh, I wonder if he's talking about Corey Feldman or Frankie Valli. No, Frankie Valli's not doing anything on purpose. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's got to be talking about Corey Feldman.
So, just a couple notes from the Heat schedule release. Ira Winderman, by the way, at Ira Heatbeat on
great recap
Twitter. He did. He put together a thread that's phenomenal. And the first thing he writes is, a year after being given 16 national broadcasts on ESPN, TNT, or ABC, the Heat this season just have 7 such appearances on their schedule, including just one prior to January 15th. I know you read that earlier, Hawk. And to me, I was thinking about it during the break. I'm rationalizing it. Why aren't the Heat on national TV? We've done the debate. Are they an exciting team? Do Jimmy Butler and Bam have pool? And I know your take on it, and I know most people's take on it, which is no. But if you just think about what happened from NBA Finals to last year, they didn't make any major offseason moves. And they were a play-in tournament seed again last year.
They were already boring.
And they got blown out in the first round.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it makes all the sense in the world. Like,
I kind of get it.
When the Christmas Day schedule got leaked a week or so ago, like, no one was surprised that they're not on it. They don't have much juice right now. By the way, Jimmy, do you know who Corey Feldman is opening for on this tour that you're watching the clips from?
Coldplay.
Limp Bizkit.
He's opening for Limp Bizkit?
Which, they're kind of goofing on him by having him do this. But some people think he's in on the joke.
I mean, bro, cringe sells nowadays.
Well, this dude, yeah, that's your entire algorithm on
my Instagram, on Instagram algorithm.
But
is
this dude
rough.
Is cringe to the 100th degree.
Yeah, man, some people lean into that, bro. You think I want to go to a group meetup of slots on the cruise? So there's another Heat content creator. His name is John Jablanka on Twitter as well. He does really good stuff, and he put together all the nationally televised games for the Heat. The Heat are also going to be on NBA TV six times. They'll play Washington, the Lakers, Atlanta, Sacramento, Boston, Philly. But here are the seven nationally televised games for Miami. January 15th at the Lakers, when they play Milwaukee in February, Cleveland in March, New York, the Knicks in March, and then April 2nd versus Boston. Those are the games on ESPN. Only two TNT games in TNT's final season having the rights to the NBA, by the way. November 26th against Milwaukee, I believe that is the in-season tournament game at the Kaseya Center, and then again against Milwaukee January 23rd. So those are your only two TNT games, and the previous five will be on ESPN this year.
And if I remember correctly from last season, TNT had a Heat-Milwaukee game scheduled, and then they scrubbed it because Dame Lillard... Oh, no, it was a Heat-Blazers game.
Heat-Blazers game, yeah. It was supposed to be Lillard's first game back in Portland wearing a Heat jersey. Didn't exactly turn out that way. So that's those are like the major tidbits on the Miami Heat schedule release. You can obviously find it on Twitter if you want to.
Give you a couple more tidbits from Ira Winderman in his column at SunSentinel.com. We mentioned this. Heat and Panthers play on the same night 25 times. There are two six-game road trips and two five-game homestands. The Heat's final game beyond the central time zone, so out west, is January 15th against the Lakers.
They always go on that long West Coast road trip.
Heat will play on New Year's Day for the 10th time and the second consecutive season.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy that, too, celebrating New Year's Day with Tommy Teig.
Yeah, I love that. I really do. It's my favorite.
We mentioned in a rare scheduling move, the Heat will play on the night of the NCAA Final Four championship game, April 7th. Heat are home, taking on the Sixers. There's only one home game between January 29th and February 26th. Now, that would include All-Star break, but that's almost an entire calendar month. Only one home game, February 10th versus Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, they play most of their games outside of three in February on the road.
Yeah.
Pretty much like last year's schedule. The fact that there's no late games after January 15th.
Yeah, you love that.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, they don't play on Christmas, by the way. They'll play the 23rd and then back at it on the 26th. So,
all right.
That is the Miami Heat schedule. A couple other notes from Dolphins camp today. Ocho Cinco was at Dolphins camp. He was rocking a Tua throwback jersey as well.
Love that.
Some pictures on social media. Remember I told you yesterday the Miami Heat rookies were at camp yesterday? You see any of the videos?
I didn't. You said that yesterday you were like, has anyone seen any pictures of Khalil Ware?
They posted stuff today.
Oh.
Yeah, Khalil Ware was there. They did that viral challenge that everybody's doing here. Where's my money? You know about that?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. They
Who'd
did
they
that.
Do it to? Who'd they get?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Dr. Chuck got by his kids.
He got?
Yeah. Kendrick Perkins, I saw him got by his family.
Scottie Pippen as well.
I think that's funny.
Speaking of viral sensations, the Marlins are going to play the Mets tomorrow. Three-game road series are at Citi Field. Today, the Hawk Tua girl threw out the first pitch at the Mets Stadium. She's about reaching that stage where like everybody's going to forget about her.
Oh,
I think.
First of all, she wants to go by Haley Wells. She wants to go by. It happens to be her name. But unless you say the Hawk Tua girl, no one's remembering her name.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what kind of pitch she threw.
Throw the spinner!
Would have been so great if Jimmy's like a slurve.
A knuckleball.
It is good, though, right? That the spitball era is finally returning to Major League Baseball.
Hey!
How about this? How about this for some shocking content? Anthony Richardson, He was on the Up and Adams show, the Kay Adams show, which, by the way, happens to be really good. She had sat down with Mike McDaniel,
yeah,
a bunch of Dolph, Calais Campbell. Her
that, that, that was the show where Tyreek Hill said he wanted to race Noah Lyles.
Right. So she sat down with Anthony Richardson, and for whatever reason, they asked him about a dunk contest between him and LeBron James, and he said he can beat LeBron in a dunk contest right now. He said, quote, right now, yeah, he's about to be 40 soon.
That's great.
It's phenomenal.
Peter Marshall has died. I just saw that on social media. I had no idea he was still alive, but for people my age, when you were a kid, he was the original host of Hollywood Squares.
Ooh.
Circle Gets the Square. Peter Marshall passed away today at the age of 98. He had tickets, I was told, to see Frankie Valli. He wanted to see a couple of the young whippersnappers, but didn't make it.
You joke, man. The difference between 90 and 98 is...
8 years.
Mm-hmm. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your actingattorneys.com. So remember, in the last hour, I told you it was, you know, a little cloudy and hot. Well, things have definitely gotten a bit worse in El Portal, and all those people who were texting in that they're driving through a tropical storm and a monsoon, and that I'm an idiot, are vindicated, because it has reached El Portal. It is bad outside. So expect some gnarly weather if you're driving today. Drive safely, South Florida.
Drive safely, South Florida. We still have Megadeth tickets to give away. We'll do that before 6 o'clock at some point.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Somebody texted in when we were talking about, you know, the Heat not having those nationally televised games, and you were saying, well, it's not much of a surprise. Someone texted in something along the lines of, well, shouldn't we be outraged at Pat Riley because he didn't do anything this offseason? But I don't know what anybody wanted him to do, you know? And this is where it starts to bubble up on a day like this where the NBA schedule gets released. Like, this is kind of where it bubbles up and you go, yeah, they're not nationally relevant. No one expects much out of them. But we had the conversation when free agency and draft was going on, which was just, hey, what do you want them to do? You want them to do something just for the sake of doing something? Or you kind of want to stamp pat and see if it all comes together?
It's not even that, though. It's more of, if you want to be upset with the roster that they've built and their inability to acquire talent over the past couple seasons, I mean, that's fine. You can do that. But also don't ignore the success they've had
throughout
the past couple years.
You're not going to bat 1,000.
How many teams have gone to 2 finals over the past 5 years and 3 conference finals? And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Solana, that's BS. They have to win a title. And okay, but they don't ignore the fact that they've been close. And this specific season, they had no room to do anything, period. Yeah. End of story. Andy Ellisberg made it pretty clear. Their offseason acquisition, I say that in air quotes, was Terry Rozier before the trade deadline. You can argue whether or not they should have traded him for a first-round pick. Would it have been better to just have Kyle Lowry off the books? Like, you could do all that, but I think there's context to it, Hawk, because at the time, we didn't know Jimmy Butler was going to be hurt, and we didn't know Terry Rozier was going to have a neck injury. Like, what would this roster have looked like healthy last year going into the playoffs? I don't know.
Don't
I think
know
it would have been a lot. It would have been a lot better than a first round exit against Boston, though.
You know what their regular season win total is on the Hard Rock app?
49.5, 50.
Wow, that high? Because it's 44.5, and I thought that was high.
No, come on.
You think they're a better than 500 team in regular season?
The Heat 500?
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Didn't get any better, and we kind of know the MO, which is they don't take the regular season very seriously.
Yeah, but is that the MO? Like,
It seems like it.
I'm not telling you they're trying to have the number one seed, but a lot of people forget that 3 years ago, this team, with pretty much the same roster, was the number one seed in the East. The year after, they make it to the finals as an 8 seed, and nobody's excusing that regular season.
How many wins did they end last season with, you know?
46, I think.
I mean, they haven't gotten any better, and the conference has.
Right, but Hawk, it's not that they haven't gotten any better. I mean, you're banking on a healthier season. I mean, in my opinion, that's what you're banking on. Aren't you? Say what you want about Jimmy Butler. Like, say whatever you want about Jimmy
Butler. I
think you're
banking on a healthier postseason. I mean, I know what Pat Riley said at the end of the season. I remember the press conference, so he's banking on more regular season games from Jimmy Butler specifically. But I don't know. I kind of feel right now, I think I would bet under 44.5 regular season wins because I feel like they're a 500 team.
Hawk, last year, Jimmy Butler only played 60 games. Tyler Hero missed 3/4 of the season. Terry Rozier got here and then was out a significant period of time before the neck injury.
Yeah, but you're making him sound like he's a 6-game swing.
I'm not telling you Terry Rozier himself is a 6-game swing. I'm saying if they can be healthy throughout the season, think of the amount of games Duncan Robinson missed. I mean, they were the most of all the playoff teams, all the teams who made the playoffs last year, Hawk, they had the most games missed due to injury by a wide margin, and they still won 46 games, and there were only a 3-game difference between them and the 2 seed last year. Think about that.
Somebody texts in. That's a great text. You're talking about them 3 years ago? 3 years ago, I was 46 years old and felt great. Now I'm struggling to pee. Jimmy, somebody texts in about the Savannah Bananas. Speaking of, you know, highly coveted sports tickets. And Jimmy's been to a Savannah Bananas game. But that's one of the hardest tickets to get in sports.
It is. They sell out, like, fast.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Savannah Bananas in Cleveland the other day? Like, did you see what was going on there?
You want to talk about the most overrated ticket in the history of mankind? It's those Savannah Bananas. The most overrated ticket in the history of mankind.
It's underrated.
It's like going to see the Globetrotters.
Exactly.
Is that Crowder?
Yeah.
Very overrated.
Where did you disappear to?
Had to run around.
Hawk, he's been here the whole time. Where have you been?
Where are you at, Hawk?
I'm in the studio. Hawk, Where are you?
Hawk, you just woke up from a nap. Did you forget?
What does that mean? I had to run around.
Had to run around.
What? I don't understand. You work from 2 till 6. What do you mean you had to run around?
Well, all sorts of things happen.
What do you think happened, Solana?
Well, I hope what I hope happened was that Crowder locked himself out of his room again, going to get Uber Eats.
That would be funny.
He went downstairs again and told them, "Do you know who I am? Google me, bro." Which has happened multiple times in order to get back into his room. That's what I'm hoping happened.
That would be funny.
Yeah, man. You know, things came up and I had to figure it out.
On average, daily, how many times do you tell somebody to Google you?
Twice.
Or at least think it. Man, Google me.
What's going on? I'm okay. How you doing? You okay? Okay.
Savannah Bananas, that's a highly coveted, highly expensive ticket. Twitter search Savannah Bananas Cleveland, because it was the other night. It looked like it was an NBA championship parade.
Here's the thing. As Crowder once told us, Cleveland is, I don't know if I could say the word you said, but
he said the anus of America.
Okay, yeah. And I agree with that sentiment. There's nothing to do in Cleveland, and everybody just wants to be a part of something viral. Oh, look, here comes this viral sensation where they dance and do TikTok videos while supposedly putting on a performance. Could you imagine if you went to go watch Taylor Swift or if you went to go watch Beyonce? And the whole time, they're just doing TikTok videos. And you're supposed to cheer for them while they're doing TikTok videos.
It's the Globetrotters. It's the Globetrotters for baseball.
The Globetrotters play a basketball game.
They play a baseball game.
While doing TikToks the whole time. The first baseman has a phone out the entire time. Somebody explain this to me. Seriously.
Not true. It's a baseball game.
It's a performance.
Yeah, it's a performance
with the baseball game.
Right, the Globetrotters is a performance with a basketball game going on in the background. I mean, they don't allow in the Globetrotters. They shoot a free throw and then the ball comes back to his hand because it's on a yo-yo string. That's not legal. It's not a real basketball game. They don't allow that.
But it's fun.
Yes. So are the Savannah Bananas.
But it's not a real sporting event.
Neither is the Globetrotters.
And that's what it is.
Right. It's a kind of a sport.
Y'all are not going to watch this Banana Bananas and all that. You're not going to watch that.
I'm going to see the Savannah Bananas. They're coming to Marlins Park.
I'm going too.
Yeah. I don't know. Appel was telling me about it. Yeah, they're coming to Lone Depot Park. I'm going to see that.
No, 100%. 100%. 0%.
100%.
Appel's hooking you up with tickets?
He can't get tickets.
What?
I can buy them, and they're expensive, and I'm buying them, by the way.
They're sold out.
I've got connections, pal.
They're not putting 20,000 in the seats.
Oh, it's sold out.
It's not.
It is. Go look at the video of Cleveland.
They're putting 20,000 in the seats.
20,000+ at Lone Depot Park, and it's already sold out. They have a TV deal. They have a TV deal with TNT now. 5 of their games live on TNT. They're
That's
a sensation. It's not a lie. I mean, it's just they're a sensation. It is what it is.
There's no chance.
There is a chance. It's
no
sold
chance.
Out.
This is crazy to me because my fiance lived in Savannah for a couple months back in 2021. She lived across the street. You could see from her front porch, you could see the Savannah Banana Stadium. It's like Miami-Dade College's stadium. I mean,
no one knew. No, I mean, they were just a minor league team. Like, at that point, they were kind of playing real baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who owned it was like, you know what? This real baseball thing is boring. What if we allowed fans to get in on the action? And if they catch the ball, someone's out.
And then all of a sudden, Crowder, 3 years removed from that, they're selling out 20,000-seat stadiums because people can catch a foul ball and it's considered an out.
I think it's delightful.
Yeah, and the pitcher is on stilts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen but I don't know. Yeah.
And the umpire dances.
The umpire dances.
Oh, well, you sold me. Okay, I'll take 4 tickets, Hawk.
The umpire dances. I mean, listen, you're going to the slot machine rally on the cruise. This is when the umpire dances. We all have our idea of fun.
No.
No. I think it's fun. And so do a lot of other people. More people are going to that than a Marlins game. Just is what it is.
That's the sad part.
That is part of the sad part, yes. I would agree with that. We have to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We have to do Megadeth tickets. You want to do them here?
Yeah, let's do it right here. Yeah.
All right, what caller number do you want to take, everybody? Crowder, you get to choose. You've rejoined the program.
12.
Caller 12. Megadeth coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach August 24th. If you win these tickets, you're in the grand prize drawing, which includes a photo op with the band and a specially designed Megadeth t-shirt and other merchandise. And if you don't win the tickets now, by the way, you'll have one more chance tomorrow. It's a Live Nation show. Caller 12, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 12 gets the tickets.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you looking at, ass?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.